tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Oh, yeah. Is this taking you back?
Way, way back, girl.
I used to love this theme song so much. It's gotten better with age. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to AfterBuzz. This is your after show for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Woo-hoo. It is season 5, episode 6, Medford 90210. I'm your host tonight, Megan Stecker, and with me we have a fabulous guest host this week. Introduce yourself, my darling.
Thank you so much. My name is Christy Olson. I am very excited to be here.
And Christy is a super fan. We are so lucky to have her this week. Grant and Fern are home for the holidays back on the East Coast. So hi guys, I hope you're watching at home and we miss you. But we're so excited to have you here, Christy.
Yeah, thank you so much.
She's a super fan. Every little detail I don't know, I'm sure she's gonna know.
So let's get into it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
So tonight, I have to admit, you guys, Christy and I were crying watching this episode. I was so not prepared for that. So Lisa Rinner goes home to visit her parents. They've just sold the family home that she grew up in, which I can only imagine will destroy me as an adult when that happens for me. Oh my gosh. Tell me everything you were thinking. I cried. You cried.
Well, I did. And you know what? I was so happy that they opened with the scene first at her house with her daughters and kind of set the stage a little bit.
Yeah.
When you see her with her daughters and you kind of get into that mom mode with her, she's just so lovable. So then when we take the trip with them to Medford, I mean, oh my gosh. It's heart-wrenching to see her, how much she cares.
Yeah. I thought, I really loved how the girls are just such true teenagers and showing her as a mom to how awful you are to your mom as a teenage girl. It's like, mom, you grew up here? Yeah.
And like, they're so LA teenagers.
Yes, they are. It's so funny to me because I grew up in a very rural area. So
me too.
I more relate to where Lisa Rinna is from and to see the girls come home to where mom's from and be like, ew, I feel so bad for you that you grew up here.
Are people chub-chubs here?
I know. but we are that terrible as teenage girls.
Oh, for sure.
We all were.
For
to
sure.
Our mom. We said terrible things to our mothers.
Well, and when Lisa was describing the way that she felt about growing up in Medford, I think I could relate to that a little bit. I'm sure a lot of you can.
Yes. I ran to the city as soon as I could.
Right? We're not even going back for the holidays.
No, I know. We're here for you guys. We're here. We're not leaving. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, right?
So I want to say I felt like Lisa really held it together more than I would have when she was speaking with her parents.
Mm-hmm.
There was, you know, tears in the eyes a little bit and a little bit of crying. But, I mean, I was crying more than her watching the show.
Mm-hmm.
She's so strong. But hearing her say, things have shifted, I'm now the adult, really resonated.
That was deep.
And I think that that's something we're all going to go through.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are you prepared for that? I'm not prepared.
Oh, Lord. I don't, like you said, I don't even want to think about it.
I know.
Although I do like, this is kind of reminiscent of old school Real Housewives.
Yes.
Like when Real Housewives of Orange County first started and you saw them with their families a lot and you knew the mom and the dad and grandma and grandpa and everyone. And now we've seen that a little bit more with Lisa Rinna. And it really makes you relate to somebody, right?
Yes. I know that we've been talking all this season about how much we all enjoy Lisa Rinna so much. Mm-hmm. Like we're huge fans of hers already from she just got here, you know, but we love her. She seems very genuine and she's just like such a fun, spunky personality. And it really, we've all been also saying like how much we love seeing their lives. Is that something that you've been noticing this season too?
Yes. Yeah. Seeing them more as moms and as daughters and doing their jobs, you know, that's how, like I said, that's how it started. And for a while, it just got all about the confrontation and all about the dinner parties.
Yeah.
And so it was really refreshing to see this scene with so much emotion.
Yes. I want to say that it seems like we're making a big shift this season.
Mm-hmm.
That it's not going to be the same Real Housewives anymore. It's not going to be that fight of the week. We call it the fight of the week usually.
I like that.
but we're saying it doesn't seem like it's that anymore. And I want to say that this is, this episode's even taking us further into that, mm-hmm. that it's kind of cementing. This is a all new Housewives. We brought in new cast members. We want it to not be the catty, crazy soapy. It's still going to be soapy. It's
a little bit.
Still yeah. our favorite drama filled show, but it's going to be more genuine.
I think they know that they've exhausted that a little bit.
Yeah.
I think you can only watch so much of people screaming back and forth at each other. Mm-hmm. And they know that. They have to kind of build up the storylines again, make you care about the characters and their family. Characters, I guess.
I completely agree with you. I kind of had a weird, it dawned on me during the episode when we were going around with everyone who's an actor or previously was an actor, talking all about their acting careers and what it's like and, you know, oh, I've lied to get this job and that job.
So interesting.
And it dawned on me, I'm like, okay, is this the shift we're making? They want to class the show up a little bit rather than it be a lot of Brandy, because Brandy's really been a star for the past two seasons, because no matter what comes out of her mouth, she doesn't care. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's always a pot stirrer, shall we say.
Mm-hmm. That's putting it so nicely.
Yes. And she's not technically a Beverly Hills housewife. Mm-hmm. She's now, you know, the radical ex-wife of an actor. Mm-hmm. So I want to say they're trying to shift it back to people with these dazzling, luxurious Beverly Hills lives, which Lisa Vanderpump has always carried for us.
Yeah.
And Kyle's really doing a great job of that for us. But I think them wanting to add actors to the show, they want it to be like, you know, everything people at home who don't live in Los Angeles would think mm-hmm. of goes on in Beverly Hills.
Right. The glamour and the bling. Well, for sure. And I think, remember at the end of last season, it was all about, oh, Lisa lived in the valley and all this. And I think, which was not true. And Brandy. And I think, yeah, they wanted to remind viewers that these are the Beverly Hills housewives. They have, you know, $500,000 diamond bracelets to wear to the barbecue.
Right.
And they really did kind of seem to make a point of Lisa opening the brand new $1,400 shoes, which were, oh my God.
I die.
To die.
Brian Atwood.
Die for.
Can you mail me some heels? Just saying.
Please, we'll shout you out. I'll tweet a picture. but yeah, they definitely are trying to class it back up a little bit after Brandy trashed it down.
Okay.
The last couple seasons.
I'm glad we agree on that.
Yes.
Well, so one of the people that we got to see a lot this week was Eileen. So we're further seeing her entrance into the group. And Grant always likes to refer to it as painting on the, we're putting her on the canvas.
That's cute.
Which I love. That's like his phrase, his, I don't know, his trademark.
Where does she fit in the Real Housewives cast photo? Is that the idea?
Maybe. But I felt like it took us so long to get introduced to her. Mm-hmm. So now I'm really happy that we're being flooded with Eileen this week.
Right. And to be honest, I didn't really care for what I saw from her the first couple times we saw her. I found her a little bit annoying, and it seemed like she was trying to shove herself down your throat a little bit. Like, whenever someone says what kind of a person they are, that always bothers me. I always think, you know, just show me. And it seemed like in her interviews, the first couple episodes they were showing her, she was very like, I'm this kind of person and I do this and you'll see me be so this way. And that just kind of turns me off a little bit. So I'm glad to see her real personality and see her interact with the ladies.
Okay.
And I'm starting to like her a little bit more.
Wow. Yeah. That's interesting you felt that way. I didn't feel that way at all about her. I kind of felt like she was so real and doesn't know how to be like a cast member of the Real Housewives. She was just kind of being like, I'm Eileen. Mm-hmm. And I was envisioning, you know, the producer sitting there and asking her questions when they do their one-on-one interview. I kind of had the picture in my head of her just if they're like, well, Eileen, you know, how would you describe yourself? And her being like, well, I'm the kind of person that, you know, because mm-hmm. she doesn't know, she's not really. I know the Lisa Vanderpump fans are so hard on me when I could talk about her in a non-100% positive way. But it feels like Lisa Vanderpump is so rehearsed at this point, mm-hmm. and everything's like a line. And it
always
feels
poised.
Like, yes, and it feels like Eileen's the opposite of that for me right now. I love how raw she is with this whole genre. Like, mm-hmm. she's from a real soap opera. She acts at work.
You're not going to scare her away.
I feel like she's not acting on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Not yet, at least. I hope it never goes there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's a good point. She's very refreshing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, so when the girls were all having lunch, it was probably the very beginning of the episode when mm-hmm. they were at the Sunset in Malibu, which I was so excited. I was so excited to see that. So it's this tiny little restaurant my boyfriend and I stumbled upon. Right at Zuma Beach in Malibu.
Which really is an hour from LA, and it really is a huge deal to get from LA to Malibu.
It really is. So we kind of have the Real Housewives of Malibu and the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. But, you know, I think it's kind of further into that whole thing of, like, we're trying to group all of these Los Angeles fabulous ladies into Beverly Hills, which if you're not from Los Angeles, it might be hard to picture. Los Angeles is this huge, completely spread out suburban sprawl city.
Right.
That can take you an hour and a half to get from one end to the other.
Or more.
So, yeah. TMZ, for anybody who goes to TMZ all the time, it stands for 30-mile zone, which is basically L.A. is a 30-mile zone, like, end to end. So that's where it's also coming from. So, anyway, L.A. is so far to get from one end to the other. They're actually just trying to go. Beverly Hills, I would consider midtown. As far as all the different areas you can visit in Los Angeles. And then Malibu is all the way on the coast, north.
Way down the PCH.
Yeah. So it is an hour from where Lisa Rinna lives. And the two Malibu ladies meet her there, which is Eileen and Yolanda. So we get to see Eileen's entrance to the group in, like, I wanted to say a very organic way. I liked it. It wasn't like, oh, you remember her, or like, this is my friend so-and-so. It was like, oh, and my your daughter's been at my house.
They had legitimate connections.
Apparently Yolanda's daughter and Eileen's stepson went to high school together.
Yeah,
so Gigi. Very cool. They were like at a, you know, graduation barbecue together, some sort of junior year ending barbecue.
Something that Eileen remembered.
Something like that. So I loved it. I love seeing Eileen's connections to everyone throughout the episode.
That just makes it seem more real just overall.
Yeah. And like, do you think she's like, I don't know. I thought it was weird at the barbecue when she said, I just want to sit back and take it all in.
That maybe shows that is that soap opera experience. She knows she needs to take it all in and then make a plan, manipulate the situation, or have a strategy. I think that's very soap opera. I'm not surprised to hear that she wanted to assess everyone in the situation before she decided how she was going to get in there.
Oh, I love that you said that.
She's smart. I think we're going to see some conniving from her.
Good.
I think, I don't know if you guys remember, we were talking about this in the trailer for the whole season before it started. There was a scene where Brandy seemed to be yelling at Eileen that Eileen was a man stealer and she's a cheater and different things. And I think we're going to see a lot more about Eileen's marriage is not as rosy as what we saw tonight.
Yeah.
So I'm really curious to see where that goes, because tonight Brandy and Eileen were becoming friends, but I don't think it's going to stay that way.
I'm wondering if Brandy knew Eileen's husband's ex-wife, Vinny's ex-wife, since he has the two older stepsons that live with them.
Right.
I'm wondering why she would say that, or if it's just
like
one
an ex-wives club kind of a thing,
very Hollywood,
right?
Or if it's one of those, oh, I heard a rumor from someone that knows her. That always ends up happening on this show. Is like, oh, I heard this, and I never brought it up, but now I'm bringing it up.
I waited until it was the right time, until it could really drop a bomb.
Exactly. I don't know. So you're kind of like jury's out on Eileen right now.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Very much so. I'm guessing that I'm not going to care for her by
really?
The end of the season.
Yeah.
Well, God. As far as the new girls go, we got Lisa, who we just love. I love her, and she can do no wrong in my opinion. So yeah, I think maybe by the end of the season, you'll see Lisa as a good guy and Eileen as a bad guy.
I love that. I was wondering that too. Okay, I love that you said that. I was thinking that, even just last week I said, you know, I like being introduced to her as just her before we see her interacting with all the other girls, because I feel that in a lot of seasons, different cities, we get to see new characters who come in either supposed to be the angel or supposed to be the devil.
So like they have their role carved out for them already.
Yes. And they come just blazing in like, oh, I'm going to stir it up. I think kind of maybe like Kenya from Atlanta was that to me. So I like that we're being introduced to her slowly. And then, but I did say last week, I was kind of like, you know, if it goes in the direction of she's going to be the bitchy one, I like that we're getting to meet her and it will ramp up.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, she really has to earn her keep on this show because she is making way more than any other housewife has ever made before, according to reports. She is getting $750,000 to appear on this season because she came with her soap opera audience that they feel she's bringing along with her.
Okay.
So she got a big, fat paycheck and a paycheck that's bigger and fatter than all the other housewives. And so she better really, really bring it if she's going to make herself worth that $750,000. Especially because you weren't even in the first couple episodes of the season.
Right. Yeah. Right. I was dying for her to make her entrance.
I know.
Well, there are seven ladies now. You're right.
Which and, is a lot.
She better, that paycheck. My God. I'm still, my mind is like.
Blow your mind.
I'm like, wait, my whole mind's off track now. Oh, my God.
No wonder she quit the soap operas.
Well, good for her. Now, is that more than Nene?
Well, what I read said that was the most of anyone, but. Nene.
I heard Nene was near a mil, but I could be totally wrong.
You might be
wrong.
Right on that. Yeah. Fans watching probably know.
I'm
you guys
sure.
School us
comments.
This, I'm sure.
Let us know. They send us the best comments every week on YouTube. Shout out to all the listeners, viewers. We love you, commenters. It's so fun reading all your comments every week. Yeah. Even if you weren't in love with what we said, we love reading it. And we love that you guys are huge fans because we are huge fans. And we love conversing. And I'm sure we know some things that you didn't think about or you know plenty of things that we didn't know. So it's great having that dialogue with you guys. So keep commenting. We love it.
Yeah.
And rate us 5 stars on iTunes while you're at it. Thank you very much. Okay. So, Eileen, we're over it.
Right. Yes. Yeah. And also, I expected her to be like the cool mom type.
Okay.
But then she was talking about the stepsons having the girlfriends over and that the girlfriend was not allowed to sleep in the same room or whatever. And I expected her to be like, oh, yeah, sure. They do whatever they want.
Yeah.
You know, and meanwhile, Lisa Rinna chimed in and talked about putting her young teenage daughters on birth control just because, just to do it. That kind of shocked me a little bit.
Well, what's she saying? Like, I'm thinking that that's what I should do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I guess that's all moms kind of struggle with that these days. I think when I was growing up, like where I grew up, things weren't like that at all.
Yeah, that would have been unheard of.
I mean, she has two girls living in Beverly Hills in Los Angeles. I'm sure they've grown up a lot faster than I did.
Right.
And kids these days just know a lot more and just do grow up faster.
Mm-hmm. Well, and her daughters are gorgeous. I find myself wondering if they themselves will be models and actresses.
Yes, I'm sure. I mean, just like Yolanda's kids, like, why wouldn't you capitalize on that while you can?
Oh, yeah.
They're already going to be getting, I mean, maybe that was one of Lisa's reasons that she did want to do the show is that so her girls could have some sort of like modeling or acting career. Mm-hmm. If you get a little bit of a following from a show like this, then they'll have all the a manager and agent would have all the incentive in the world to sign those girls because they would immediately have a fan base.
Oh, for sure. Look at how Gia?
Gigi.
Yes. Oh, no, on the New Jersey, Teresa's daughter.
Oh, yes, Gia.
She's got a little music video.
I know.
She's working it out.
Shout out, Teresa.
Right.
Have a good Christmas.
Countdown.
Love you. Anyway.
Right.
Yeah. And I was thinking you were saying Gigi Hadid, who's Yolanda's eldest, who both of her daughters are now doing so amazing with their modeling careers.
On every billboard in LA that I drive by, I swear to God, Gigi is half naked on the beach.
I know.
For some clother or another.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I saw her boyfriend in person. I was at, what is it? Cody Simpson.
Oh, yeah.
I was at a restaurant in Santa Monica, and it was Mother's Day, and he was there with his mom, his family, and me and another girl there with me, we both were like, oh, my God, it's Cody Simpson. It's Cody Simpson. Like, we knew who he was, and then our guy friend was there, too, and he was like, who is that? Who is this kid? And we're like, you don't even know who his girlfriend is.
Major.
And we were like, it's Gigi. She's in Sports Illustrated. And we pulled up a picture of her. And he's like, that kid got her? And I'm like, you don't understand. He's like a major pop star. He's so big with that age group.
Yeah,
like,
he's huge.
I was like, nothing makes me feel older than, like, knowing who this teen pop star is. And everyone else is like, hell.
OMG, you guys, he touched my phone once on the red carpet.
He
I
did.
Know. Yeah, yeah.
I love it.
We were doing a thing where we had all the celebrities take selfies. And
cute.
Yeah, he did it with his friends.
Was he super nice?
Sweet. Yeah.
Yeah. He seems really genuinely cool. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, and I'm glad they got back together, him and Gigi.
Yeah. I know they took that little break in now.
Yeah.
They're a hot couple.
Oh, my gosh.
Sign those two up for birth control because.
And a reality show.
I know.
I would love that.
Oh, too
okay.
Fun. So,
okay.
So the other big thing that happened in this episode.
Yes.
Was the BBQ. Can I mention, why was Kyle's, I don't know, I want to call him like her houseman.
What did he run? Lady sitter.
So why was he called the lady sitter this week? Has he been titled that before and I never noticed.
Not that I've noticed.
Well, we screen on this huge big projection screen, which is like a, watching on a movie screen. And I don't know, maybe it just popped out to me because the titles are so large and right in your face. I don't know if anybody's home would let us know on the comments.
I'm almost positive they've never referred to him that way before.
Lady sitter. Now
I love it though.
I'm dying to know if the, I kind of was thinking, oh, does that mean like a babysitter, except that the kids are, her kids are a little bit older, so they're calling him a lady sitter, or?
I think they mean he, it's like as if he's her sitter, like, okay. Like it's just another cutesy way of saying assistant, I think, maybe.
Okay.
Lady sitter?
Maybe that's, he preferred to go by that title, like maybe he made it up himself.
He does seem kind of fabulous.
He does.
And he did mention that Curtis Stone will take his phone call whenever he wants.
I love that.
So he must be fabulous.
He's got the connects.
Yeah.
So that's what, as an assistant in LA, he's got a good Rolodex.
That's a major requirement.
So I love that he was poking fun at her, saying like, can y'all just do anything normal around here? Kyle's wanting to throw a barbecue for the girls, but yet she has a whole team of professionals she's lining up to come cook for her and clean for her and this, that, and the other, decorate.
Not very backyard.
So the best line he said tonight was, is everything so luxe around here? Do you think she's like overdoing it for a barbecue?
A little bit, yeah, but they always do. And part of the thing, she wasn't in that scene, but they were kind of complaining, the housewives were, about, oh, it's so hard to be going on all these vacations and have all this money and da-da-da. And I'm like, well, then stop having all the parties all the time.
Right. It's funny to me because I think in the past few years, moving out to LA with nothing and, you know, trying to make it and, like, get a job out here, I have really come to value people who are starting this whole, like, modernist lifestyle of simplicity and tiny houses and, you know, just things that it's like, let's get rid of the stuff and that way we'll have more money for what we actually need it for or want to do. And I just think it's funny that they can't see past all their belongings. It's kind of like they want to downsize so that they don't have so many belongings to shuffle around or people to manage their things. I'm like, well, why do you have so many things at all?
Just do that then.
Just get rid of it.
Yeah, and Yolanda, if you're done with your life, if you're over it, you're sick of the big mansion and everything else, I will trade lives with you. You can come live in my one-bedroom apartment. I'm sure you'll be very happy there if simple is what you're after.
Exactly.
I'll go on those vacations for you, girl, whatever.
I will pick the lemons from your little lemon grove. I will get
master cleanse
produce out of that beautiful clear refrigerator you have. Where can I get one?
Right. Hike on that 1 acre every day.
I know. That, I really had a problem with
complain.
That. I really had a problem with her complaining this week.
She's not usually like that,
no,
I guess.
No, not at all. I think maybe it's a little bit of an empty nest syndrome. And I want to say maybe her illnesses, I don't really think have been her illness with Lyme disease. She's kept it off the show, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, and I think she's been feeling better.
Okay.
Than she was when she first started doing the show.
So maybe it's just like an emotional exhaustion from, you know, the medical battles and still having to worry about like the staff at the house and what's going on at the house and who's taking care of David for me while I'm in the hospital and she's going overseas to get medical treatment. Like maybe that's what we're hearing from her.
Yeah, that she's just exhausted in general. Well, and this was supposed to be right after her daughter got her DUI and that put a little wrench in their vacation anyway. So yeah, she's usually pretty positive. So I guess I should give her a little bit of a pass.
I will too. And for those fabulous Gladiator leather
knee-high
sandals. Who did we catch the designer on those? I didn't hear.
No, I didn't hear. No.
Okay,
I don't think she.
They
it.
Were so. I would take them any day over the Brian Atwood heels that Lisa had.
Really? Ooh, oh, that's a tough
See,
one.
See, I feel like Yolanda and I are like kindred Malibu spirits. I live at the beach. I'm out at the beach, so I feel like I can just drive right up the highway and be like, "Hey, girl, can I borrow your Gladiator sandals?"
We know she's not going to wear them again anyway.
I know, right? They're just going to sit in that fabulous closet in tissue paper. Okay. So going on at this barbecue.
Right.
We get to see a little bit more of Eileen up in the mix, meeting everybody. And it was so funny seeing Kim and Kyle remember her husband from working as kid actors with her husband.
Yeah, that was cute.
It was cute. It was good. So I'm glad. I feel like Eileen's like in there. She's cemented. Mm-hmm. So now she can start doing like her lunches and coffees and everything with everyone else.
Yeah.
Moving on to everyone else. I will stop talking about Eileen. You can tell I really like her. It's like I won't drop it. Okay. So the main drama at the party revolves around Brandy wanting everything to be cool with Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Lisa went into it with a headspace of, We're not friends right now. I'm not letting her try to kiss up and make up with me. Mm-hmm. And I'm going in with me and Ken as a team.
Lisa wasn't having it with anybody there. Okay. She walked in. She had her wall up. It made me wonder if they maybe shot this scene longer ago than some of the other stuff we've seen, that maybe it was closer to the time when she had the big falling out with all of them, because she did seem so upset and so just hardened to everyone. And she didn't want, you know, Yolanda was trying to congratulate her, and she didn't even want to hear it. So she definitely had something going on there. She was not happy to be there, and she didn't really want to chat with anybody.
It was really, it was weird to me. I felt like Brandy did a little sneak attack with the air kissing, because Brandy was kind of trying to say in her interview, like, oh, all I got was this air kiss. It was like, no, actually, I think you grabbed her when she wasn't even looking and, like, forced the air kiss on her, is what it looked like to me.
Yeah, but that's the kind of stuff Brandy does.
Of course.
Anyway.
So she's being cold with Brandy, of course.
Right.
She was also being weird with Yolanda and wouldn't respond to Yolanda saying, oh, I would have loved to have been there. Why weren't we? That's what I love about Yolanda, is she'll go right to the point. And she's being catty. She's just going right to the point.
It's like a European thing.
Exactly. She's not American. So she doesn't play these catty high school girl games. Mm-hmm. I love it. Ugh.
Yeah, okay. No, you're right. She kind of wasn't letting Lisa get away with just brushing it off. She wanted to know why she was not invited.
Right. Well, I do remember them talking about at the party while they were eating, saying, oh, yes, Spain was the best vacation ever. So I do really think that this happened right after they got home from Spain.
Oh, you're right. That's true.
So, and Lisa was so overdressed, too.
Oh, that too.
How funny. I know she doesn't really dressed down. Like, dressed down for her is, like, wearing white jeans and, like, a beautiful button-up and gardening. But I thought she was so crazy overdressed. Maybe she thought this barbecue was going to be even more elite than it was made.
Mm-hmm. Well, she was expecting a Beverly Hills barbecue, and that's really what it ended up being.
True. Well, and I wonder if she wanted to look that overdone to make a point. Mm-hmm. Kind of like, don't forget who I am.
I'm not relaxed with you guys.
I am Queen Bee. We're not all kissy-kissy friends right now.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting paid to be here.
I don't know. I mean, how in love were you with her diamond necklace at the barbecue?
Oh, my gosh.
That should have been the title of this episode. Who wears diamonds to a barbecue? I also thought it was hilarious that I knew that this was going to happen. I literally said it. Did I say it out loud to you or did I say it in my head? That they were going to take a limo all together to this barbecue.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You definitely did.
Okay. So it was like, they were saying, oh, we'll pick you up. We'll pick you up is code for we're all going to be in the back of a limo talking about everyone else before we get there. So as soon as they were like, we'll pick you up, and I'm in my head, I'm like, okay, well, they're both coming from Malibu, and they're going all the way to Beverly Hills. They're going to be in the back of a limo.
Yeah, we don't see that as much in Beverly Hills. It's more so in Orange County, I think it's spread out a little bit. Yes. But yeah, you knew that was coming.
Yes. I feel like we do see these ladies getting driven around a lot anytime they're going to go drink anywhere, which is very smart.
I'm sure it's all nailed into their contracts. Like, absolutely. When they have to go.
Like, production has this
town car.
Yeah. It's like, we can, we're going to serve you all the booze. We're going to put out extra booze at the party. Kyle, don't worry.
Drink
we paid
what you
for
want.
It.
Don't
yeah.
Drive. Yeah.
We're going to all hand you a bottle to bring in the door with you as a hostess gift.
Yeah. And really fabulous bottles of what looked like very expensive
whatever
spirits.
Brandy brought in was a really cute bottle. It was like blue, like chevron. Or was it stripes or chevrons?
It was like chevrons. Yeah. Oh,
so cute.
Who knew she could be such a fancy bee?
So
exactly.
Wait, classy. She brought a gift. Right. So she learned her lesson from the white party when she was like, "Oh God, see, people brought gifts and I didn't bring a gift." So she brought one this time.
She was ready
to make up for it.
She's trying. So
she's
hard
really
to,
trying.
Like, Beverly Hills herself up, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's what it seems so desperate that she wants to be friends with Lisa again. And I think she just misses having like a classy friend who would invite her to these parties and dinner parties, and for Brandy to feel like she was really part of the Beverly Hills scene and not, you know, the white trash ex-wife who can't keep her mouth shut.
Which is wow.
Well,
I think that was a great point. No, I think that was a great point. I think you're exactly right.
Yeah.
Wow. I think she really, and being that Lisa's like the queen bee and like the cool girl at school and everybody wants to be her, have her seal of approval and be close to her and be her friend, it probably really bothers her to be in a social circle and have the coldness coming And mm-hmm. and she wants that over. She wants it back.
Well, and that was maybe the only legitimacy she's ever really gotten, or the only nod she's kind of ever gotten from that crew is like, if Lisa Vanderpump will be friends with you, you know, that speaks something about you
yeah.
in this circle. You know what I mean? And I think she maybe just misses the whole status of a friendship with Lisa and Ken. Although it was so sad to see Ken brush her off.
It was like very not gentlemanly. I felt like if he was going to be physically pulling away, he could have said, okay, that's enough, Brandy, you know.
Yeah, he really just, like, it seemed as if he wanted her away from him immediately. Yeah.
It was very awkward. And then he was very cold to her at the door. When she chased them to the door to say, please come to my party, which was weird because they had all just kissed and said goodbye.
Right.
She chased them to the door to say, please come to my party, my housewarming party. And Ken kind of, shutting the door in her face, says, how about this? We'll try.
Yeah, we're trying butt out or yeah. something. Yeah.
It was, I don't know.
She's like yelling after him as he's slamming the door in her face that her parents want to see them.
I have to say, Ken is like Lisa's number one bodyguard, and he's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was funny because this week on Vanderpump Rules, Lisa had said, your husband should always be, you put you first.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't imagine not having my husband do that. And I thought, well, that's exactly right.
Yes.
That is exactly the relationship
that's
they have.
To a T.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Well, okay. I'm really sad about this.
Oh, no.
I'm just really sad about this whole episode. Just because it was like saying goodbye to Lisa Rinna's childhood. She's now the adult. She said that her father looked at her and said, you know, kind of like the way that he was speaking to her and looked at her, like he's ready to pass on.
Like telling her that the end is coming. Yeah.
The end is near. To see Brandy really wanting Lisa's affection back, whether or not she really wants her as a friend,
mm-hmm.
but just to have the relationship of being able to like speak to her and without there being social awkwardness, like mm-hmm. it was just a little sad and a little bit of a downer.
But then you almost feel bad for her, and then she screws it up again by after they leave, and then she's talking about, oh, I'm not here to kiss her butt and all this. It's like that, Brandy, that's what it is. That's what people don't like. That's not how you rebuild a friendship.
So true.
Duh.
And you know what? It's like, what is going on with Brandy? Because, I mean, is it just emotional wounds that she would say something like that? Or does she really not care?
That's a good question. I don't know. She seems to have a little bit more of a conscience than mm-hmm. she used to, mm-hmm. right? Does she almost maybe seem a little happier and a little settled in her life? She's not on the attack all the time.
Correct.
You know, she's not going for everybody's jugular and spilling everyone's secrets. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, like maybe she's getting a little more comfortable in a role that is more meaningful than just being the trashy loudmouth, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that comment at the end really threw me off because mm-hmm. it's like, she's running after them to the door like, please be my friend again, and yet they leave and she's like, well, forget it, I'm not gonna keep kissing their ass. Mm-hmm. And it's like,
that life doesn't revolve around Lisa Vanderpump.
And it's like, well, it kind of seems like that's what happens every time you guys get together.
Yeah. And actually, I think ass kissing is exactly how I would describe what she was doing.
Totally.
Right,
exactly.
And just a little sidebar, it was so fun to see Kim's little blurb on Magnum PI that they showed, that little clip from 1982
of her acting. She was adorable.
Cute. Yeah,
and
beautiful.
And the tennis pro shot, like mm-hmm. so cute to see her so young. She's looking really fabulous this week. Like really good. Mm-hmm. She looks so healthy, so present. I'm assuming this is right after her daughter got married because we're still talking about, oh, we just got back from Spain.
Yes.
So, God, she looked amazing. She was on time. Hello, yes. That never happened.
She showed up. She was there.
So we're so happy to see Kim doing well.
Mm-hmm. She's really one of my favorites.
Yeah.
She's just so kooky and fun. And, you know, she really is dealing with a heavy situation at the time when they're shooting with her ex-husband mm-hmm. passing away and taking care of him.
Right.
And this episode, she just got to be fun and light and go to the barbecue. And so I thought after seeing last week what she was going through with her ex-husband and the daughter getting married, it was fun to just see her having a good time.
It was. Well, on that note, let's wrap up talking about all of that fabulousness.
Oh.
Let's get into some news and gossip. I do have one little item.
Ooh, what do you got, girl?
AfterBuzz TV News.
I love that intro. Okay, so I just want to say, Yolanda, we hope you're feeling better. I follow Yolanda on Instagram, and she's been in the hospital for a recurrence of her Lyme's disease.
She's not totally better.
She's not totally better. So Bella just came and visited her in the hospital, and she just took a picture of this beautiful bouquet of flowers that was delivered to her from, I believe it is the... it said something like Marciano or something was the guy. And I said, I think he's the owner of Guess, who her daughter is like the face of right now, sent her this beautiful bouquet. And she was like, thank you so much, blah, 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 blah. So I just want to say, Yolanda, we hope you feel better. We hate to see you sick at all. And have a Merry Christmas.
And please don't be offended by what I said later.
I think
you don't have to come live in my one-bedroom apartment.
Did get out of the hospital. I think she's home baking cookies.
Oh, good.
But yeah,
she would. She would. Just
she is just
hit
like
that
the
kitchen right after she's
the
done being
most
sick.
Energetic mother I've ever seen.
Well, she seems to get such a joy, genuine joy, out of doing that stuff, which I cannot relate to or understand in the least bit. But she like seems to like being the little homemaker mama.
She does. She loves having her kids home. Well, do you have anything now?
Well, you can check out, if you go to RyanSheacrest.com, you will see an interview with Lisa Rinna from over a year ago where she actually said that she would never do Real Housewives of Beverly Hills or Real Housewives at all.
There you go.
So go check that out. Kind of just a funny, cute little blurb.
She was probably already entertaining the idea.
Yeah.
And just had to make it look like she wasn't.
So that they'd give her more money.
Of course. And you were a part of it.
I was. Yes.
That
yes,
is
I
her website.
That interview.
RyanSheacrest.com. Okay. Let's get into some predictions.
Oh, yeah. I like this. Okay.
And now, AfterBuzz TV.
You go first. I'm so bad at this.
Okay. Well, I'm happy to see in the preview that Lisa will show up at Brandy's housewarming party.
Yes.
Because that can only cause a lot of drama that I want to see. So I'm happy for that. And I really think what's going to happen is that Brandy is going to be really nice and they're going to maybe patch things up a little bit. And then Brandy is going to do something again or say something again that will make Lisa remember why she was not friends with her for a while.
Ooh, that is such a good prediction.
Yeah.
I loved how we saw at the end of the episode how it seems like she kind of walks in just like late and looking fabulous as always, with like a bottle of booze in her hand. Like, oh, hello, darlings. I did come. So I'm wondering if she made some fabulous late entrance.
Yes.
I'm sure. I love your prediction. I think you're totally right. I think you are 100% right. Or maybe there's a tiff where things go from just being okay with each other in public to it spills over. Because Brandy's had
really
a few
dirty
drinks.
That's true.
She's trying too hard again.
She's at her own house. She's comfy.
Yeah.
Ooh, that might
maybe
happen.
You know, her other friends are around her. People that aren't on the show, you know, they're
and
all there
she
too.
She gets so brazen when she's backed up
she
by her
does.
Friends.
She does.
Yeah.
And especially after she's had a few drinks. Mm-hmm. So maybe that will happen.
So our prediction is that the booze will be flowing.
Absolutely.
And Brandy will do something crazy.
Okay. Well, we want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever else you may be celebrating. Festivus, is that what we're calling it these
days?
Yeah,
what's like Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa.
Well, we are going to be here for you next episode as well. We're not going anywhere, but happy holidays to all of you. Thank you for watching, listening. Have a great rest of your 2014. I think we'll see you again one more time.
Yes, one more time before that.
Yes, as long as there's a new episode next week, we hope. And, okay, enough of me. I'm like full of like Christmas holiday.
She's
my brain
so
is mush.
Talking.
I've been
girl shopped all day
exactly.
long.
Exactly. No sleep.
She's like a housewife who just wants to simplify.
Exactly.
Don't forget to let everybody know where to follow you at.
Yeah, girl, I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Megan Stecker, and you are, darling.
Also Twitter and Instagram at Christy Reports.
All right, guys. Once more, Merry Christmas. Happy everything.
Thanks for tuning in.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.